This is Untapped Power, insights and wisdom for collective transformation in the yoga community. I am your host, Amanda Shermy, a registered yoga teacher and financial coach, working with you to redefine success and gain confidence in your business and in your life. This podcast serves as a sacred space with a new way forward to speak the truth about the yoga industry and to build a business and life that is defined on your terms. Join me for intentional conversations as we navigate the industry and explore the changing path ahead. We will dive into personal challenges, industry improvements, and financial stability, providing you with the tools to expand, grow, and create. I believe one of the greatest gifts we give to the world is tapping into all of our personal power so we can collectively raise the vibration together. Are you ready to join the conversation? Now let's dive in. Welcome back to Untapped Power. Happy Friday. Glad to be back with you all. Today's episode, I'm just going to be highlighting some of what we discussed in season six, giving you a little bit of a wrap up for the season and introducing what we have coming up going forward. So, you know, we've had a busy season six with so many amazing guests, and when I reflect on this season, I look at the variety of guests, the diversity of the people that were on the show, what they had to offer. And I think that that was something that I wasn't expecting, you know, all the way from when I started season six with Ed Garrity and his episode and sort of his role in working with youth and teens and navigating your way into a life you love with gratitude practices, and then really switching gears in that episode with Joanna Sapir, looking at building a profitable and sustainable wellness business. And I still go back into Joanna's work to see the ways in which she really integrates practices, systems to help you to build a business in the wellness space. And that's so critical and so key. And then we sort of switched gears and had Lauren LaDuke on the show. And she had her book coming out, Embodying Your Inner Goddess, and really looking at the practices of going deeper into yourself and what it looked like when she started a yoga studio and how that played out during COVID, which is something that we often discuss. And then the pleasure of having Joy Bartholomew on, the divorce confidant, and so interesting, and the people that she works with, that's a specific clientele. But she really talked about the waves of transition, the transitions that we face, and how they're so critical to understand and to be accepting of, and how the yoga practices, the integration of the yoga practices, have helped her to really build on that in her business when she works with clients and in her own life and her own practices. And the one of the most powerful episodes I think I've had all in the course of Untapped Power with Jennifer Greenhut Tolan and her journey through cancer and how she has found an organization, a nonprofit, to help other people going through that, and just how powerful her words were in relation to being present, to showing up to your life. And that is really a thread that plays out throughout most of these episodes. And to hear someone speak of that in their own journey, to have had a near-death experience and to be in that place, I think is so powerful. And then to close out this season, of course, with Thajal Patel, who such a powerful inspiration when it comes to integrating social justice practices into the yoga practices. And her voice and her message, I've been following her podcast for years, and really an honor and a gift to have her on the show as someone that I've admired and looked up to from the place of just being honest, just being real, and really asking those difficult questions. And so it was really a gift to have her on the show and to speak so authentically about her journey and what she witnesses and how she's integrating those practices into her organization, Thajal Yoga, into other organizations, giving other people the platform to speak and be heard and to be understood. So just giving so many tools and tips to integrate into your daily life. And I invite you into any of those episodes if you haven't listened and any spark your interest, to just go back in, because these guests have been really inspiring, and their own stories and challenges of life have been something that have caused me to pause, to look at different things in a new and an inviting way. And I'm always so grateful for that when I have guests on the show. So I hope that you have the chance to go back in and really check in, because as the podcast evolves, I really love having guests on that are integrating the practices of yoga in such a unique way and such a mindful way, and to give people that inspiration to know that it's possible. It's not just maybe teaching in a studio anymore. You know, it's different. It's this whole entrepreneurial journey for most people. And some people, it's just their individual practice that has allowed them to play out into their business. And I think that that is also equally as important. So we've also had those solo episodes, which I've loved diving into with you. And a lot of those episodes really are for the self-awareness piece, for you to understand your accountability patterns and to bring more mindfulness to topics such as your money, your finances, which we talked about a couple times throughout this season, as well as, you know, coming back into those places of simplicity, of patience, of compassion and acceptance for the slowing down process. I think so much and so often I share these episodes from, as I've mentioned, experiences with clients, experiences on the podcast, experiences with just conversations with people that I'm connected to. And so much of the self-awareness and, you know, self-discovery process is really diving deep into some of these topics to understand them for yourself, to not be afraid to look at that extra layer that exists within all of us, and to share what is learned as a way of connecting. And so I hope that these have been helpful to you throughout the season as well. And I'm going to continue as we move into season 6, which I'll talk about a little bit more, to have this integration of guests, of solo episodes, to keep you engaged and to highlight some of these areas that come up. So I hope this season has left you feeling inspired, sort of connected back to yourself, and allowed you to experience sort of that variety of individuals, not just one set focus, really a variety of places that people are in and how they're integrating those practices. So as far as what we have coming up, I do want to highlight that as well. We'll be taking a short break for the podcast for the next month, and I'll plan to be back in early March or so. So that gives us about a month. Until then, I would love to stay connected and support you. And you can do that by going back into any of these episodes from season 6. If you know of anyone that would like to be a guest on the show, definitely reach out. I always am searching for new and exciting guests, and I have ways that I do that, but I always love a good referral. It always makes me so happy to know someone reaching out to me and letting me know of someone that they really are inspired by. So if that's something you have, or maybe it's you, then reach out and let me know. And continuing to offer you that invitation into the Self-Awareness Collective, I've spoken about this group a number of times, and it really is, as I mentioned, these solo episodes of that self-awareness and how you're learning to accept yourself, part of that process and practice we're highlighting in this community. And there's a set curriculum that we're following, and it's very inviting to give you the tools that you need to start to ask yourself these questions. And we'll meet again. Our next meeting is on February 21st. So if you're interested, click the link in the bio here, click the link in the show notes. You can also find it on my website as well. But in the show notes here, I'll include the link, and you can get yourself, you know, signed up for that session. And what we're going to be talking about in that session, I do want to highlight that a little bit, is where in your life are you facing emotional blackmail? And I remember I heard this term, as you know, Carmel Clark and I are working together, and this is her curriculum for the Self-Awareness Collective. And when I heard that term from her when we were talking, it was like a light bulb went off inside me, because it's like the perfect way to state what is happening in a lot of the relationships I was in and a lot of the dynamics that I was facing, and how it shows up through these places of guilt, fear, obligation, and shame, right? This emotional blackmail, the ways in which people emotionally blackmail us and we don't even know it, or we're not even aware of it. And so it's a really powerful practice to start to dive into where that's showing up for you, where you are facing emotional blackmail. And once you are able to identify it, it gives you back your power to say, oh, okay, that's what's happening here. I know what's happening. So I can choose to respond in whatever way is most going to help me the most. And so I don't have to take the bait. I don't have to necessarily dive into those games. And I think that that's really important. And for me, it was one of the most eye-opening practices I ever engaged in. And once I was able to identify it, it became an ongoing practice for me of identifying it in all the situations and all my relationships to say, oh, that's what that is. This is emotional blackmail. This person, you know, it's showing up as my guilt, my fear, my shame, my obligation. So I would love for you to engage in that conversation if that's something that is inviting to you, and to join us on February 21st. That's at 7 Eastern Standard Time. And again, I'll include that link for you to get yourself signed up. It's a beautiful way to stay connected in our community during this break, during this time as well. And as always, if you are interested in working together one-to-one, or if you have any questions, I always invite you to reach out. I'm here as support on the podcast, but also in person if you need anything, or have things come up related to some of the episodes related to your own journey, through your own financial journey, your own spiritual journey. That's what I'm here for, to connect with you and to continue that conversation. So a number of ways to stay engaged during this little break. And of course, go back and listen to the episodes and share with your friends. That's most important to us, is to get the message out there, to share with as many people as you can so that they can be aware of the show. Be aware of these guests that we have coming on, to broaden that community piece is really important to me, and will continue. So as we continue into season 7, we'll continue with this same format, but of course, new and engaging guests. We'll see where those take us. And I'm just grateful to be here always. And I say that, and I never get tired of saying that, because this space for me is so important, and brings me back to a lot of my own practices. And I'm just grateful to be having these conversations with you, and to be showing up and continue to show up. So I hope that you're able to listen in to anything you missed, and to take the time to be reflective. And I so look forward to being back with you again in March to start again. So we'll be back with more episodes for Untapped Power. Thank you for being here, and I will see you so very soon. Thank you for joining this week's episode of Untapped Power. If you enjoyed the episode, please leave a review. I would love to hear your insights and wisdom. If you are a yoga teacher interested in being a participant on the podcast, please reach out directly. I am always looking for new voices and perspectives. As a financial coach, I work with clients individually who are in the yoga industry and are looking to gain clarity and awareness around your finances. If this is you, then reach out to schedule your free connection call. All information can be found at amandastroni.com. As always, continue to stand confidently in your power, use your voice, and allow your heart to be free. Until next time.